This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion reporting from Sri Lanka in Asia. There is a medical mystery here in Sri Lanka that has everyone concerned. It's called kidney failure of unknown cause. Let me explain. Kidney failure usually results from recognized causes such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and congenital causes. These causes of kidney disease are recognized around the world, and Sri Lanka is no exception. But here in the central dry zone of Sri Lanka, the past decade has seen an enormous increase of kidney disease of unknown cause. In the early stages of the disease, people are often unaware of any abnormality. But slowly, over months or years, symptoms develop. The disease affects poor men and women in their 50s and 60s and progresses to death unless the person can receive dialysis. Today, there are thousands of people who will die without expensive dialysis, but limits on healthcare spending in Sri Lanka mean there are only enough dialysis machines to provide care to a couple of hundred people. Early detection and prevention would be crucial, but because nobody knows the cause of this medical mystery, prevention is impossible. The WHO has done lots of research, but they found no cause. What we do know is that most, but not all, people affected by this kidney disease are men who work in rice farming. Most smoke, consume home-brewed alcohol, use agrochemicals, and drink from well water with abnormally high levels of naturally occurring fluoride and other ions. When we take a kidney biopsy from those with the disease, there are no unique features that might offer a clue as to cause. Public health experts have looked at careless handling of agrochemicals, prolonged exposure to toxins, and pollutants from drinking water. What they found is that compared to people living in other areas of the country without the disease, these exposures were no different. One thought was that in areas where rice farmers live, most people do not use the ancient water tanks called weva that were constructed near river tributaries. Instead, they use water from modern shallow or bored wells. But recent studies suggest that the modern water sources are the same all over the country. So they move to looking at genetic factors. But again, there don't appear to be any differences between those with and those without the disease. All of this, perhaps, is a reminder that despite modern medical technologies, there still remain some serious diseases that are a complete mystery. From Sri Lanka in South Asia, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.